Forest Fire Heroes, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. With the forest fire epidemic we've experienced in the last few years, I thought I'd call Chad Walker, who works for the Forest Service, as a firefighter.
I work on a heli-attack crew, an aerial firefighting crew, and we are available for like initial attacking fires and any type of large fire support that kind of happens throughout the nation.
So you get a call, there's a huge fire in Flagstaff, and you guys get involved with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
How do you mobilize?
We'll send half our crew on the helicopter, and then we'll chase. Pretty much the rest of the crew will pretty much just follow with some of our support vehicles that we have.
And then how do you attack fire? How does that work?
In the years past, we've kind of had some issues with our rappelling stuff, but the last 2 years we've stood down on rappelling out of the Type 3 platform, which is kind of the smaller helicopters that the Forest Service has. And they've only used only the medium-sized aircraft the last 2 years for that. But in years past, we've actually have been a rappel crew. So we're kind of waiting for some standardization, some things like that to happen before we can actually do rappel procedures as far as that's concerned. You know, we'll just find a really good LZ or whatever, somewhere pretty close to the fire, and then we'll just go and hike in.
So let's say whether it's rappelling, you rappel to the actual site of the fire or you hike up to the fire, then what happens? You start with the chainsaws and building a fire line or
yep.
Give me a little description.
Yeah, we'll just do, you know, pretty much a size up and we'll give that information back to our dispatch center. We'll kind of give them a list of things that we feel like we may need for about the next 48 hours.
Chad Walker, saving forests, saving lives. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.